And now it's time for our weekly Motley Fool radio game. This week we keep the brand magic alive with a brand new game. The Motley Fool's Know Your Brand, a game where we present brand-related questions to our contestant. Guess right and take home a Motley Fool branded ball cap. Guess wrong and that ball cap won't be carrying the words fool on it. This week's player is Kingsley from Pipe Creek, Texas. Kingsley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Before we start, tell me a little bit about the Kingsley brand.
Oh, well, that's an excellent question. I am actually Kingsley number 13.
Wow.
When the name died out as a last name, it was given to girls as middle names in our side of the family.
Okay.
Now, as the 13th, I am the first one to have it as a first name.
That is amazing. Is there a lot of loyalty to this brand among your customer base?
I'd certainly like to think so.
We do, too. Kingsley, are you ready to play Motley Fool Know Your Brand?
Yes.
Okay, time to play our game. Question number one is entitled, Things Go Better with Coke?
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Kingsley, which of the following ad slogans was never used by the Coca-Cola company? Got three for you. Is it A, a welcome addition to any party, anytime, anywhere? Or is it B, a Coke and a smoke keeps you on your toes? Or finally, is it C, the favorite drink for ladies when thirsty, weary, and despondent? Kingsley, one of those three has never been used by the Coca-Cola company. Which one was it?
Oh, that's a good one. One is definitely politically incorrect, but it would have been really correct.
This is a long, long-running company.
I'm going to say number three.
It is, in fact, B, which is false. A Coke and a smoke never was used by the company. A Coke and a smoke keeps you on your toes. We made that one up. So, favorite drink for ladies when thirsty, weary, and despondent was, in fact, used by the company. In fact, the year was 1905, Kingsley, so you're right about how that might not fly here in 2005, 100 years later. A few other Coke slogans of yore. For headache and exhaustion, drink Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is a delightful, palatable, healthful beverage. And my favorite, I'd like to buy the world a Coke, which I'm sure you remember from TV ads in the 1970s.
Unforgettable, yeah.
Kingsley, if you were to create a Coke slogan right now on this show, right here, what would it be?
I don't know. I kind of like the Coke and smoke.
A very valid answer. Question number two for you, Kingsley, is entitled Ideas for Life. Anyone? Anyone? Match this big brand slogan to its actual company. Ideas for Life is the slogan. One of these three companies uses it. Is it A, Pier 1, B, Panasonic, or C, Playboy?
Wow.
Didn't tell you this game would be easy.
No, you, you didn't. This is definitely a shot in the dark. A.
It was a shot in the dark. Would have been for me as well. The correct answer, though, is B, Panasonic Ideas for Life. Kingsley, when you think Panasonic, what do you think? Do you think Ideas for Life?
No.
Do you think anything at all?
I think I used to own a good television. Panasonic, that's about all I think of.
0 for 2, which means the pressure is on for question number 3, but you have a lot of believers here, Kingsley, a lot of people rooting for you. This one is entitled Lost in Translation. Over the years, a number of ad campaigns have run into problems when they were translated for international consumers. The English didn't quite translate. Now, Kingsley, we're going to present you with 3 ad campaigns and their translation problems. I want you to pick the one that we're making up. 2 of them are accurate, 1 is not. Here they are. Is it A, Pepsi's Come Alive with the Pepsi Generation, translated in Chinese, turned into Pepsi Brings Your Ancestors Back from the Grave? Or is it B, Coors turned its slogan, Turn It Loose, into Spanish, where it was read as Suffer from Diarrhea? Or was it C, Dr. Pepper's Wouldn't You Like to Be a Pepper Too, translated into Pepper Will Make Your Doctor Like You? One of those 3 we made up.
Well, I have absolutely nowhere to go but up. So, I'm going to say B.
Are you sure you want to say B? Because, in fact, one of those, I have to admit, I didn't even mention the language that it translated faultily into. And that might be an indication to you that we didn't do our homework and kind of made that one up.
Well, I know that the first one is right.
And you know, I think a lot of people would probably agree with you on that one.
So it gets me to B and C. Okay.
That's right. So take a breath and think about it again. Your final answer, Kingsley?
I'm sorry, B.
Your final answer, Kingsley?
You're making this awfully difficult.
I'm actually trying to make it a lot easier.
Okay, we'll try C.
C was indeed the phony translation, Kingsley. You're right, there is a lot of guessing in a lot of our games. Unfortunately, A and B are true. That's unfortunate for the companies that perpetrated them. That's right, Pepsi wanted to bring your ancestors back from the grave in China, and Coors did, in fact, want to give Spanish speakers diarrhea. Kingsley, do you ever feel like what you're saying gets lost in translation?
Oh, yes, it does from time to time.
Like maybe your initial answer on this third question, for example. I think you actually meant C all along.
I must have.
In a different language.
Maybe in a different life. I don't know.
And that wraps up our game for this week. Kingsley, you do, in fact, take home one full branded ball cap, as well as some interesting brand trivia.
And I will wear it proudly.
Thank you very much. And that's it for this round of our game of Motley Fool Know Your Brand. You can always hear this game and this show online at fool.npr.org. Thanks to Kingsley, a good sport like all of our Motley Fool Radio Show guests. And to keep updated on all the happenings at Fool Radio, sign up for our free weekly radio email. Just hop onto fool.com, scroll down to the free email newsletter section, and click on Fool Radio Weekly.